Es hat so sehr nicht bei der Schwag, wenn wir hüten sich das Wochen darf mit dem Dalet. Mich hat gesagt, kol shiesh le matirin bein yodem bein mezbech vechulu. Aber Reis says that although the Pasuk of Pickles speaks specifically of Shlomim, we learn from Gzeir Shavah to extend to other Kabbanis as well. The Bryce then says maybe the pasuk means to limit the concept of pickles to shlomim, which we should only extend to other karbonis that are similarly eaten for 2 days and one night. How do we know to include karbonis that are only eaten for 1 day and one night? The pasuk therefore uses the extra word of mibisar, which teaches to include all karbonis from which meat is eaten. How do we know that even the oil is subject to pickle? The pasuk says zevach to include an oil. How do we know to include karbonis of birds and menachis and the lug of shemen of a mitzayra? The pasuk says asher hey makdishim li to include even these. Since we end up including everything, all of the karbonis. Why does the pasuk only talk in terms of shlomim? It's to teach that just like a shlomim has a matir for the mizbeach and people, so too only karbonis which have a matir for the mizbeach or people are subject to pigel. With regard to an oila, its blood is what type of matir does it have? Its blood is matir the meat to be offered on the mizbeach, and for its oiris to go to the kahanim. With regard to a bird oila, its blood is matir for its meat to be offered on the mizbeach. With regard to a bird chatas, its blood is matir for its meat to be eaten by the kahanim. With regard to karbonis offered on the inner mizbeach, which are then burned outside, its blood is matir for the emrim to be offered on the mizbeach. We would exclude the Kaimitz Ketoiris, Levoina, the Mincha, the Kayin, the Mincha, the Kayin Gadol, and Dam, and the Sachem that are brought on their own. Rav Shimon says any carbon that's not offered on the Atom Mizbech, like a Shlomim, would not be subject to Pigel, which excludes the carbon that's offered on the inner Mizbech from being subject to Pigel. What would be considered similar to a Shlomim? A Bechor, which is also eaten for 2 days and one night. How would we ever learn Bechor from Shlomim? We could ask if Shlomim is different and it requires Smicha, and Nesachim, Tnufa. Rather, it would have been learned from the words v'im heyachol yeyachol, which are two klolis, and the shlomim therefore is a prat. So when you have heyachol yeyachol, which are two klolis, and you have the word shlomim, we make a dash in the klal prat the klal. The two klolis are written next to each other, and the prat is not in between. But Rava has said that in such a case, we view the prat as if it was written in between. We dash in the klal prat the klal. When the brayse says that the oil of mitzvah is subject to pigel, it's following the view of Rav Meir, who says this in a brayse. However, when the brayse then excludes from pigel, that follows the view of the Rabbanan and the Braisa. And for the Mar, Rabbi Yosef said that the Braisa follows the view of Rebbe, and we find that he holds that the oil of Mitzvah is subject to pigel, but he also agrees with the Rabbanan regarding the Sachem. Rabbi Yemi, as we see in the Braisa, everyone agrees that the sprinkling of the oil cannot make it subject to pigel. It's only Rabbi Meir who says that when the oil is brought at the time of the time that the carpenter is brought, that the oil is subject to pigel. If so, it can't be that Rebbe holds that the sprinkling of the oil alone makes it subject to pigel. Rather, as Dr. Rabbi Yemi said, the Braisa follows the view of Rav Meir, and we have to delete the mention of the Sukkim from the later part of the Braisa. Another Teretz, Abai said, we don't have to delete anything. Rather, the mention of oil refers to oil that's brought along with the carbon, and that would be true for the Sukkim that were brought along with the carbon as well. The mention of the Sukkim refers to the Sukkim brought on their own, and the same would hold true for the oil brought on its own. Okay, the mission then said, Chatas ha'oif doma matir es besara la'kehanim. The Gemara quotes a brisa taught by Levi that gives a source for the kahanim eating the meat of a chatas bird. The brisa says, among the things given to kahanim, the pasuk says, kol karbonom, which comes to include the lug of oil of a mitzayra. The Gemara says, we would think the pasuk of min ha'esh excludes the oil since it's not put on the mizbeach. So therefore, the pasuk has to teach that it's included. Raisa then says, "Lechol mincha sam includes the mincha of the oimer and the mincha of the soita." We would think, based on the pasuk, that the kohen only gets to eat from karbonos that are brought for a kapara, and these are not brought for a kapara. So we need the pasuk to teach differently. The Raisa then says, "Ulechol chatosam," that comes to include the chatos bird. We would think that's not included because it's an avela. The Raisa then says, "Lechol ashamam," this comes to include the asham of a nazir and of a mitzayir. We would think that the kohen don't get this because they're brought to make people valid. They're not brought for a kapara. But the pasuk specifically says that the kohen eats from the ashram of a mitzvah. Rather, the pasuk comes to include the ashram of a nazir. The brayse then says that asher yashivu, that comes to include the property stolen from a ger who then died. The brayse then says lechahu, that comes to teach that it belongs to the kohen to the extent that he can even be mekadesh or nisha with it. Look at Rabbi Yosi. Brayse says Rabbi Lozen and Rabbi Yosi says that if regarding the karbonos that are offered on the inside mizbeach, if you had a pigel intent regarding something that is done outside the heichel, it becomes pigel. If you had an intent regarding something that's done inside the heichel, it's not pigel. For example, if he was standing outside the heichel and he said that he is shechting with the intent to apply the blood beyond its time, chutz mani, it's not pigel. Because why? Because this is an intent outside regarding something that's going to be done inside. If he was standing inside and he said that he's applying the blood with the intent to offer the emrim or to pour the shirayim the next day, then it's also not pickled, because again, this is an intent inside regarding something that has to be done outside. However, if you're sitting outside and shechted with intent to pour the shirayim, the chutzos mani, or to offer the emirim chutzos mani, then it would be pickled, because this is an intent that he has outside regarding something that will be done on the outside. Levi said the pasuk regarding the Kohen Gadol's par says Kasher Yuram Mishor Zevach Hashlamim. It compares his par to a shlamim and teaches that it's like a shlamim and only becomes piggle when the action and intent relate to the outside mizbech. Rav Nachman, the name of Rabbi Avuah, the name of Rav, said the halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, the name of Yosi. Rabbi Yosef said, we're paskening for times of Mashiach. We're paskening the Gabi Karbonis. So Abaye said, well, you can say that about regarding learning anything about Karbonis. Rather, we learn and we get tzchar for doing so. The same thing is over here. Same thing is regarding Chiyuvei Misa Bezen. Rabbi Yosef said, I was asking that why do we have to come out with a psak? I understand that we're learning it, but why do we have to come out with a psak? I'm not asking why we're learning it. I'm just going to want to know why we have to come out with a psak lahalocha.